Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 19th of November, and I am recording at actually just turned 10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in damp London. Okay, well, another day dominated mostly by bullish activity here, starting with the Asia-Pacific region for stock markets. Japan's Nikkei 225, another good day, up 1.07%. Pretty good days right across the boards. China, which was down yesterday, but solid today. Hang Seng Index up 1.4. Shanghai Composite Index on the mainland up 1.36. The H shares out of Hong Kong up 1.37, Taiwan 1.6, South Korea, all these are all good gains here. Australia tops the list here, up 2.13%. So solid stuff. And India, which fell sharply yesterday on a little bit of a kerfuffle at the Bank of India, but regained all those losses here today, up 1.41% for the Sensex index. Looks like it's consolidating here, building support, in other words. So everything higher in that section that I can see on my main big screen. Then looking at the European stock markets, we had some pretty good gains here as well. They were pegged back somewhat as the day progressed, but still solid. The one move to the downside is less than a tenth of a percent, and that's Sweden. But, you know, Germany up 1.14%. That's the DAX index. That was looks like the top gainer in the sector. And Spain up 0.9%. So again, reasonably good follow through there as well. Wall Street was mostly in positive territory during the day, dipped occasionally into the minus side, and then closed fractionally lower. The S&P down just over a tenth of a percentage point, and the Dow and the NASDAQ composite were almost unchanged on the day, just fractionally lower. So holding those gains overall, will we see some profit taking tomorrow? Well, possible here overall, but we've had three good days here, very good days for stock markets, and that's consistent with my hypothesis that at the beginning of November we were going to consolidate gains because we were quite overbought after 6 weeks to the upside and see consolidations, but then be firmer in the second half of November and going forward into year end and 2016. Okay, there are always concerns, as emails reflect, but you know, I see far more scary articles or scary questions from people than I do bullish ones. Is that still a contrary indicator? Well, I don't want to be complacent, but that's what the evidence suggests to me. I have no reason to think otherwise. Okay, what's happened here in these other markets? Interestingly, government bond yields, they actually moved down a tiny bit today, for at least on the U.S. 10 years, 2.248%, a little bit lower. And the VIX index a little bit higher at 16.99. Now, the big story here, though, is the dollar's pulled back a little further. Remember that dollar got up to 99, just over 99.5 yesterday. So looking at that previous resistance, which we saw in March and April, up just over, fractionally over the 100 level on the dollar index. Well, currently, still trading after hours, it's down 0.670, so that's at 98.983. And that respite in dollar strength helped some of these commodities here. Precious metals, palladium up 8.5 at 540 and change. Silver losing downside momentum here. These have silver at 1422. That's up nearly 14 cents. Was higher though on the day. And platinum up $8.80 at 856, nearly 857. Gold bullion up 11.7, that's a good gain, 10.82 and change. Crude not doing much, Brent 16 cents higher at 44.30, and the WTI though is 21 cents lower at 40.54. Grains stronger for the most part. Industrial metals mixed here. Now, in terms of these commodities, they are really, really oversold, as you know. We saw, but a little bit steady here today. Far from upward dynamics on the indices, but we did see CCI. That's the Continuous Commodity Index, and CRY, the other commodity index. We did see small gains. They have lost downside momentum against oversold conditions. Upward dollar pressure is we're seeing some respite there, to repeat that point. And these are, again, awfully, awfully oversold. So I think at some point, it's very difficult to predict exactly when it will be until you actually start to see the evidence. But are we seeing a little evidence? Oats firm here today. Precious metals all showing loss of downside momentum. Everything oversold in here. Again, people are fretting about deflation. They are concerned about slow GDP growth. But you know what? The missing link in terms of the global economy, in terms of seeing something that looks like a genuine economic recovery, would be a sharp rally in commodities. And that this commodity sector, highly cyclical. So I do expect this steep decline that we've seen since 2011, I do expect to see it end in some good, sharp recoveries, and that may not be that far away. So say, repeat that point. That's the missing ingredient here in the global economy, and a good rally in commodities would certainly allay those deflation fears. And on that note, I'll be away tomorrow, but back on Monday. All the very best to all of you.